He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Now, I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know how often it happens where you have one of the longest-serving governors in American history with the potential to become the father of a governor in the United States, which is what the Huckabee family is on the precipice of having happen as Sarah Huckabee continues her very impressive campaign for governor in Arkansas, where the Huckabee legacy will live on for years. And Governor, it's always a pleasure to have you with us on Fridays. Love getting the insights from the interworkings of the Huckabee brain on some of these things. And speaking of brains, everyone going into the election cycle in 2020 asked me the same question. Where's the Durham investigation? How come nothing was ever revealed about the Durham investigation? Are we ever going to see anything from the Durham investigation? And I had no answer for it because I don't know the prosecutor very well. But we did finally get something this week, and it appears from constitutional expert Jonathan Turley, this may be rather significant. I was curious your thoughts on the indictment of Mr. Sussman.
Well, anything that came out of it was going to be big unless there was just, there's nothing to see here, let's move along. Now, granted, it was literally hours away from the time in which the statute of limitations was running out. So Durham had the clock ticking against him. But the good news is he came forward with a grand jury indictment of Sussman. And this is a big deal. It is a very big deal. The evidence against him is overwhelming. The most important thing, the Russia collusion story was all a manufactured hoax. There was a lot of evidence, but this shows that there was actually criminal activity taking place, outright lying, deception, fraud, that involved not only the Clinton campaign, Sussman being a part of it, but the highest levels of the FBI. So the big question is, will there be further indictments that will start reaching into the likes of James Comey and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Andrew McCabe and other of the nefarious characters? I certainly hope so. And then I'm going to look for a big old apology press conference from Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Jerry Nadler, which I know will never happen. But boy, have they ever discredited themselves, if they could even made themselves more discredited than they already are.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that Sussman was not only promised a job in a future administration. He demonstrated recognition of that promise and offered factual support for it. So when you're saying that there is damning evidence here, you're not misleading anyone in that. And that's exactly the truth. The big takeaway, friends, you can get lost in the weeds on this. The big takeaway is, we've got clear-cut evidence that the Trump Russia hoax was in fact manipulated, a product of imagination actually, and that everybody that latched onto it from that point on, as the governor just said, is truly discredited. But you know what, Governor? More and more people are finding that the progressive side of the political aisle, the liberal side, although I hesitate to use the term liberal, because I don't think what these people are pushing now is liberalism. I think it's straight up Marxism. And I think of liberals as people that just want, you know, a little bit more money for Social Security. I think of Marxists as people that don't want you to go to church or have any choice in what kind of cornflakes you buy. And we're moving towards Marxism quickly. But, you know, and Nicki Minaj, I don't want any of my kids listening to her music. I don't find her as an artist in any way attractive to my family. But it is rather compelling when she and her 153 million Twitter followers get banned for asking the wrong questions about the vaccine.
Yeah, this is pretty remarkable. And it shows that really the people on the far left will eat their own if they have to, because there is a certain narrative that you have to subscribe to. You have to pay allegiance to it. Have to give homage to it. And if you don't, if you in any way buck it, then you become persona non grata. I'm so very happy to see her push back rather than apologize and grovel like most celebrities do when they're told that they've made a mistake and they've gone against the Wizard of Oz. She, in fact, basically told them where to go. I won't mention it on your show, but let's just say it's the opposite of heaven. And she's sort of saying, look, you know, if you don't want to like me for this, I think what's more important is the substance of her message was not anti-vax. She simply raised some very legitimate questions. And Kevin, when we're in a culture where you can't even raise a question or ask a question, then that goes beyond a political atmosphere. Now we're into totalitarianism.
Yep.
And dictatorship.
Straight up Marxism. And I thought the way she worded it was also very compelling, because she talked about the obligation one has to be with a party, and if you don't, you know what the consequences are. And then she flipped the coin and she said, and the other side is, if you pretend that even the other party is allowed to be right, and they tell you that a bus is coming and you're going to get run over by it, your allegiance is expected to be to the party that tells you it's not, and you're supposed to get run over by the bus in order to show your allegiance. I mean, that's pretty, when you're supposed to give your life in the cause of lying for the Democratic Party, as an African-American artist is figuring this out and saying it publicly, it is a watershed moment for where we are in the public dialogue.
It affirms, though, that the fundamental difference between Marxism and Americanism is that Marxism believes in collectivism, which believes that you as an individual are really not important. Your only
right.
importance is however you bring value to the state. America believes in the individual, and your value is an individual value. It's unique to you. It's God-given. It's not government-given. Government can't take it away. And because it's individual, you have that individual personal freedom. You also have that individual personal responsibility. It's what made America the greatest country in the history of the world, and it's why I don't want to lose it.
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, host of Huckabee Today each weekend on TBN. What's on your big broadcast this weekend?
Congressman John Rose of Tennessee is one of our guests this weekend. We're going to be talking about everything from the border to what's happening in Congress with General Milley and a host of things. And we have a brand new, it's an absolutely beautiful song that Trey Corley, our music director, has written. And we're going to give it its world debut this weekend on the show. It's going to be a beautiful, unifying message and song. How is that for tease?
That's it. And when you have the congressman on and you're talking about the border in D.C., I want to get, I hope you ask him about all those people huddled under that bridge versus the fence that just went up around the Capitol building, because you talk about two stark contrasts in terms of visuals. That is really something. Governor, always appreciate it. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
All right. There he goes. Off to do his big TV show this weekend. Check that out. TBN, 8 and 11, Saturday and Sunday nights. Huckabee Today is where you find him. Kevin McCullough coming right back with a final thought. Don't go away.